T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A 16-year-old kid named Stefan Perez helped lead a peaceful protest in Detroit, Kennedy, and then he dropped to his knees with a microphone and pleaded with people to comply with an 8 p.m. curfew, so the mayor of Detroit called later to thank him. A 16-year-old kid. That is young people getting it done. Mm-hmm. There was an African-American guy in Nashville said he was scared to go on his daily 6 p.m. walks alone because he lives in a mostly white neighborhood. When he stepped outside the other day, 75 friends and neighbors were there waiting to take a walk with him. Mm-hmm. There's a nonprofit clothing store in Oklahoma City. It got looted and burned, and now people have donated over $60,000 on their GoFundMe to help rebuild it. Also, a bunch of people in Logan, Utah were posting outside a courthouse when the police chief showed up. And when the police shows up, when the police show up, it's usually a problem. Not this police chief, because he showed up with pizza and soft drinks.
Hey.
You know, me and pizza, Kennedy. Me and pizza will save the world. No? Okay. Am I the only one?
Have you been delivering pizza to people and I'm unaware of it?
I delivered it to myself for dinner last night.
How does you eating pizza save the world?
Right. I'm a little confused on that narrative as well.
If more people would eat pizza, we'd had less rioters, Dan. That's what I'm saying. A teenager in Philadelphia named Khalil Gardner has been setting up his basketball hoop in different spots around the city to break the tension and bring people together. A woman in Santa Monica, California saw looters breaking into a jewelry store. What did she do about it? She stood in front of the door for 2 hours to keep people away.
Wow. Yeah, pretty amazing.
That is unreal.
She's like, nope.
And some violent protesters in Austin, they trashed a homeless guy's stuff. I don't know if you saw this. They actually set the guy's mattress on fire. It was heartbreaking to see. But other people showed up. They got him a new tent, a new mattress, food, clothes, and cash.
Awesome. Yeah. I saw people like trying to protect it. They were like, why are you doing this to his home?
Right.
There's no reason for you to be doing this.
Yeah, it's just this poor homeless guy in his mattress. Like, leave him alone. Also, we have some funny audio here, Kennedy. This is the audio that we didn't need, that we didn't know we needed this morning. What is this again?
Yeah, so you remember back in the day when a woman, she opened up her stove and it sounded like Yeah from Usher.
I'll never forget that.
Of course.
Well, somebody took one of their electronic washer and dryers and made the Harry Potter theme.
That's scary accurate.
Oh, that's big fire. Dan trying to keep behind that.
What? Skirt, skirt.
That is some board in the house.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Listen to that. That's the same.
I'm hyped.
You think the washer was on heavy duty for that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, thank you, Kennedy. I appreciate that.
Yeah?
I didn't know I needed that, but I'm glad.
That's what I try to do.
I know you do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
All right, I want to welcome in Renee, who is here for War of the Roses this morning. Hey, Renee.
Morning.
So tell us what's
hey,
going
Carson,
on with...
Hey, Carson Kennedy.
Hey, hey. What's going on with you and Mark?
So I have a situation, and I need some help. So I deliver for Uber Eats, and it's really good money, and the people that I meet are interesting. So, yeah. I was basically just out for a couple of deliveries this weekend, and I went to this woman's house to deliver her food. Like, no big deal, right? And I handed her food, and we just had this little quick conversation, and I seriously could have sworn that I heard my boyfriend's voice. Like,
stop it.
I can't be sure. Seriously, I can't be sure. I've never met that woman before, but he has this really, really distinctive laugh, and I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that it's anybody else. So I called him when I got back into my car, and he answered, but he was acting really, really sketchy.
Wow. Oh, I could pick Kennedy's laugh out from half a mile away.
I know, right?
I can hear it down the hallway.
It's embarrassing.
Okay, so you understand how this works, right? We're going to have Kennedy pretend to work for a cell phone company, offer him a dozen long-stemmed red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to. Just be very quiet while all this is happening, okay, Renee?
Okay, right. Thank you.
All right. Shelley, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, his name is Mark.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mark?
Speaking.
Hi, Mark. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Hi. Is this some kind of sales call or something?
Nope. I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
All right, cool. So who would you like to send the roses to?
Send them to Tiffany.
You sure? You sound a little confused there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one to send them to. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? Why don't you explain that?
What? Renee?
Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, Mark, that is Renee. This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, something we call War of the Roses.
What is happening?
What's happening? You just got busted. That's what's happening. I knew you were there. I knew that was your voice.
What? Who? It was what?
Yeah, you know what? Your new girlfriend ordered food on Saturday night, and guess who delivered it, bud? Think really, really, really hard about where you were on Saturday night.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is this?
What is it? You just got busted. This is exactly
whoa,
what you
whoa, whoa. No. Okay. No. Hun, this is not what you think, first of all.
It's exactly what I think. You're such a dirtbag. Seriously, I cannot believe you lied straight to my face.
Tiffany is a coworker, and I owed her a favor.
Shut up. You. Goodbye.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mark.
Who the f*** are you?
It's Carson Kennedy. What did you order?
Why don't you go f*** yourself?
What did you order?
You know, if you're going to be a cheater in that situation, maybe get DoorDash instead.
So many puns. Uber cheater, door
I don't think we can say that one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So, like many other folks, Ashton Kutcher posted a blackout of his social media accounts along with a BLM caption. However, he didn't appreciate what people were posting in response. He posted, of course, the black squares and the black and white image of the American flag, and people responded to his caption BLM by saying, "All lives matter." He explained to followers that all lives matter is missing the point of all of this, and he got very emotional while doing so.
So when it comes to Black Lives Matter, I think what folks that are writing All Lives Matter need to understand is that for some people, Black Lives don't matter at all. So for us, Black Lives matter. So while you may have the best intentions in saying all lives matter, remember, for some people, Black Lives don't matter at all.
Ugh. And there it is.
That's pretty well explained.
So yesterday we talked about Lea Michele.
Yes.
And that one of the castmates from Glee, Samantha Ware, came out and responded to Lea Michele's response to George Floyd about how she committed traumatic microaggressions toward her and caused her to question her career in Hollywood. So Michelle apologized yesterday. She explained that her initial tweet was meant to show support for our friends and neighbors and communities of color during this really difficult time. Whether it was my privileged position and perspective that caused me to be perceived as insensitive or inappropriate at times, or whether it was just my immaturity and me being just unnecessarily difficult, I apologize for my behavior and for any pain which I have caused. Then came round two. A guy by the name of Gerard Canonico, who starred with her on Broadway's Spring Awakenings. That's where she got her start.
Yes.
That musical was written for her.
Yes.
He commented once, said it was deleted, so he did it again. You made us feel like we didn't belong there. I tried for years to be nice to you to no avail. Maybe actually apologize instead of placing the blame on how others perceive you. You'll probably just delete this, though. Heather Morris from Glee.
Yep.
She spoke up and said, let me be very clear. Hate is a disease in America that we are trying to cure. So I would never wish for hate to be spread on anyone else. With that said, was she unpleasant to work with? Very much so. For Lea to treat others with disrespect that she did for as long as she did, I believe she should be called out.
Hmm.
It seems like she's finally facing the music. It feels like to me that when Naya spoke out about this a couple years ago, I bet a lot of her Glee castmates were in agreements.
Yeah.
And probably just like, it's not worth the fight. And now that...
Well, they wanted to keep their jobs.
It's right. tough to speak up against somebody who wields all the power.
Correct. Absolutely.
Does but it now, feel like, though, she's just a horrible human being? She's mean to everybody. Does yes. it seem like that? If, you know, well, like, yeah, I don't know that it was necessarily had to do with race.
Well, she said
was
her,
just a terrible her human
black
being.
Castmate said yesterday, she said some stuff about her wig and... Yeah,
yeah she was...
Yes.
She was... Directly.
She said to the people of color, you can't sit with us.
You don't belong here.
Yeah. Yeah. That. All right. And I like to add the exit these things with something fun, right?
Please, Kennedy.
So everybody remembers Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was they had to get information to do their project at the end of the year at the assembly at San Dimas High School.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, Bill and Ted gave a speech to San Dimas High School.
Together we are Wild Stallions, and we know it's a tough time right now and that you're having to do this virtual graduation. We want to wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, congratulations to the graduating class of 2020. Well done.
San Dimas High School football does rule.
Rules!
But most importantly, we wanted to tell you to be excellent to each other.
And party on.
The fact that they put San Dimas High School football rules in there is everything to me.
That was always Bill and Ted's message. It was always be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
They were ahead of their time.
They were indeed.
This is a gem.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This conversation is probably TMI, but producer Dan brought it to us, so we're going to explore it. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is not something I've ever really done in my life. I'm
then would
like,
you like for me to lead the conversation?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. My palms are already sweating, but I'm fine. I'll be okay. It's just I'm pretty much a, I guess boring would be the word.
Vanilla is fair. Yeah.
You're vanilla. Yeah. Boring. That's what it's called in the words of the people.
Yes.
What are they? What did you say it is, Kennedy? What's it called?
Vanilla.
Yes. Yeah. I'm vanilla. I am vanilla ice cream when it comes to this. I really yes. am. There's no costumes. There's no dress up. There's no role play. Just me and all my glory. And that's all you get.
Boring.
I'm ready to let my freak flag
well,
fly.
It works for us, Kennedy. It works for us. Thankfully, I think my wife is happy.
But have you ever asked?
I don't have time to ask, Kennedy. focused. So I guess Brittany brought this up, and that is producer Dan's girlfriend.
Yes.
And you guys have been dating for about how long now, Dan?
Oh, geez, a year and a half.
Ooh,
holy crap.
Yeah, and in the wedding poll, Annie and I have you and Brittany getting married first. Kennedy has herself, and you have Annie. And I feel like you're going to be moving in together. Now we're going to be role playing. What did she tell you she wants you to dress? She wants you to dress up as?
Well, it happened kind of organically. So we were on a walk, as you do in coronavirus times, and my old job happened to come up. I used to work at Leahy Clinic in Burlington. It's a hospital, mm-hmm. and my job there was sterilizing the surgical tools for the operating room. I did that for a lot of years.
Oh wow!
And part of that is I had to wear scrubs to work every day. And she was like, "You wore scrubs?" And I was like, "Yeah, every day. It was awesome because they're like pajamas. It's dope."
Right.
She's like, I love scrubs.
Ooh, she want them.
And
scrubs.
She was like, you and scrubs and some glasses.
Oh,
was like, we could maybe make that happen. And I was like,
So were you out the next day?
I could probably. I was like, whatever, I'm down. I could do that. It's cheap on Amazon, probably.
Did like, she want the basic, like the basic scrubs, or could you get one that like have designs on them? What does she want?
I don't know, probably just some blue scrubs. She watches a lot of Grey's Anatomy. I'll be your McDreamy.
And Kennedy, guess who we have on the hotline right now?
I can only guess.
Brittany, good morning.
And you think your palms are sweating.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Brittany, you're here right now. So producer Dan has put together some lines that he might use.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right.
While he's wearing his scrubs, and we're going to have him try them out on you right now, okay?
Oh, God, yes.
Now, babe, I haven't had a lot of time to flesh out my character, so this is a rough draft.
Okay, bring home the scrubs.
Welcome to Dr. Dan's medical office, where there's a PhD on the wall and elsewhere. I'm going to have to write you a prescription for me. Oh, you don't have health insurance? There must be something we can do to work this out. Nurse, I need those test results back. Stat. We might have to take your temperature the old-fashioned way. You want to study my anatomy? Are you my appendix? Because I have a gut feeling something's about to happen here. Bend over and cough.
Oh.
So that was my first one, Dr. Dan.
Girls, don't do that.
I don't know if laughing is the result you want during all of this, but
my cheeks hurt.
It's very erotic laughing.
Dan, I just got a text from Dr. Sal. He's got your hookup. What color you need, buddy?
Oh, I want a bunch of different color
blue for scrubs.
Brittany's also, like, let me tell you.
Yeah, you
let
can leave this part.
Very specific.
We would like some blue scrubs.
I love this so
much. All right, Brittany, thank you for coming on this morning. I am so sorry to do that.
Yeah,
to
but
you.
How was that, though?
You're so welcome. We'll see.
I nailed it, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're nice.
Give me hope.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So country stars highlighted the heroic work of citizens and communities around the country who are coming together to help each other in the middle of the coronavirus epidemic during the CMT Celebrates Our Heroes TV special. They were celebrating healthcare workers, innovators, educators, food providers, delivery drivers, sanitation and utility workers, armed forces, and first responders. Here's a little montage of what it sounded like.
Don't hide in the dark.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there.
No, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand, stand by me.
It aired in place of the CMT Music Awards, which had been postponed to October.
So that was Carrie, the first one was Thomas Rhett. Who was the second and the third one? I wasn't sure.
That was Kelsey Ballerini's
That's
voice.
What I thought. I think it was Kelsey Ballerini.
Pick out the third one. I've been trying to do it all morning. I can't picture it in my head.
They all sounded really good, Kennedy. That was
maybe
so
a Brett
awesome
Eldridge.
I have yet to hear a country music singer ever sound bad. So
yeah, no.
That just is the way it is. And Carrie Underwood spoke up about teachers.
Tonight is all about honoring heroes, so I want to give credit to a group of people who are often underappreciated during the best of times, teachers and educators. I have a special place in my heart for this particular group. My sisters are both teachers, and my mom is a retired teacher. Now, more than ever, we recognize what an important and difficult job they have.
Wow.
So that, it was a good night. And, yes. I imagine it'll be up somewhere for you to watch, like on demand or something like this. So Lori Loughlin is the eternal optimist.
Is she, Kennedy?
And she will, you know, for many, many months, she thought she wouldn't have to plead in this case, that she would get off.
Right.
And now she believes that she is going back to television.
Oh, she does. Beyond Scared Straight?
She eventually wants to tell her side of the story.
Yeah.
What side is that? That
the
we don't
side.
Already know.
The side that you're guilty.
I mean, honestly,
and
unless she's
a terrible person,
unless she's going to come out and say, "Yes, we made bad decisions." I don't know what her side of the story is. No.
Maybe they're going to remake Prison Break. She could cast in that.
You might remember she was a staple on the Hallmark Channel and starred in several made-for-TV movies, as well as the series When Calls the Heart. But the network cut ties with her back in March 2019, and Fuller House gave her the boot in the season finale like this. Uncle Jesse is seen in a pickle of his own when he tries to turn a playdate into an investigation as to who bit his daughter Pamela. To which CJ says, "Don't you think you should run this by Aunt Becky first?" To which he says, "Becky's in Nebraska helping out her mother. I don't want to bother her." Like, no one will bother her ever
again. Do you
remember
when Steve left Blue's Clues for... circumstances.
Poor
people
Steve.
Were like, Steve went to college. I'm like, did he?
Poor Steve.
Did he go to college?
Maybe she
How's
could
Steve
host
doing
a
these days?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Maybe no, she could host a show. You know, there was that show a while back where it was hosted by a convicted criminal who showed you how to break into houses or how to protect your house, right? So people
would
break into
it. Yeah, but she wasn't a savvy criminal by any stretch of the imagination,
she
so I don't really know.
A boatload of money to try to get her daughters
but
into
she
a
got
good
caught,
school.
So then she now has the expertise to show you
so
how
she
not
has
to
no
get
expertise.
Caught.
She's a bad criminal.
She's still acting like she didn't know and she was bamboozled.
I wanted opportunities for my wealthy daughters.
We thought we were just supporting the college.
I just love that they're calling it going to Nebraska. Aunt Becky's got to go do a bid in Nebraska.
Somebody said the third voice might have been Kane Brown, but I don't think that was Kane Brown, was it, Annie?
He was there. He was at the show.
Or Darius Rucker. I saw Darius Rucker.
He was there
as well. It wasn't Darius. I don't know.
All right. So Tuesday, everybody sort of put out black squares on their social media pages.
For Blackout Tuesday.
For Blackout Tuesday. And I guess... some people decided that they needed one called White Lives Matter.
Yep.
And they used white squares all day yesterday. So then that was trending. And then K-pop stuff started trending. And people were like, what's going on? Well, K-pop fans decided to take the White Lives Matter hashtag and make it their own by providing videos of their favorite K-pop bands, funny images, pictures of clowns because they thought they were clowns. Some of the tweets that said, "I was ready to insult the blank out of everyone. Then I saw that K-pop stans are destroying the hashtag. Never thought I'd be that happy seeing K-pop fan cam."
I just love so this good. So much.
Imagine trying to trend White Lives Matter like a typical racist, and K-pop fans said, "Not on my watch."
No, thank you.
They also went along to try and take down the hashtags of MAGA and Blue Lives Matter. The Blue Lives Matter they did. And while Blue Lives Matter, yes, is an important message, it has been co-opted by the White Lives Matter people.
Yes.
Mm. So it was a lot of racist stuff. And so they were getting Blue's Clues, Sonic the Hedgehog, and the Blue Man Group.
Perfect.
I just think that's so wonderful way to take something really hateful and turn it into something that, like, you can't have it.
That's how you internet right there.
That's how you internet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We are going to bury the Carson and Kennedy COVID time capsule. You guys over the past couple of days have given us some great suggestions. I don't know if you have that list in front of you, Kennedy. I know the N95 mask was the one that stood out to me the most, maybe a tassel or something from graduation.
Yeah, we were thinking cancel tickets from an event you were going to.
Yeah,
right.
Anything Tiger King related.
No, the Friday free-for-all.
A thumb drive with the Friday free-for-all in it. Or the wash your hands. We were going to talk about... Annie and I were talking about something from her marathon run, and we think we have an idea because her shoes won't fit. But she has, you know, the certificate that says you're going to run.
You're running in 2020.
So that we were thinking like maybe a restaurant takeout menu.
Pay stub for a stimulus check, somebody said.
Stimulus check, hand sanitizer, sidewalk chalk.
The cover of New York Times that has the list of all of those who died during the pandemic, which I think was pretty powerful as well. And so the thing is, we have to figure out where we're going to bury the COVID time capsule with all those things in it. And then also we still have to find who's going to promise to open the time capsule in 2070.
Yeah, we need a few people.
Yeah, I'll be around, but then we need a couple of other people too to come. Just I'm sorry guys, I'm gonna be here in 2070. Bad news for you, my family lives forever.
I'm skating on thin ice now, so
I don't know if Atlanta will allow that, Carson. So you might want to ask her first.
I suggested we do Annie's house because she's had her house for generations. It will be in the family for generations. The only thing we needed was permission from her mom and dad because she lives with her mom and dad. And so she went to Lori Dowell. And how did that go, Annie?
You know, I feel like it went as well as you guys thought it was going to go.
So it was a good idea to ask her then, is what you're saying.
Sure. Cool.
Felt the way we would expect.
All right, let's hear the audio, Producer Dan. You got to hit.
All right, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
So we have decided on the show that we need to bury 2020. We need to bury it in the ground and move on. So we're going to do Carson and Kennedy's COVID time capsule. First, what are some items we could put in the time capsule?
To reflect our time of, you know,
this crap show that we have going on.
A puzzle.
Okay.
Puzzle.
Your love and admiration for your daughter that you've spent the last 3 months with.
I can't believe I haven't killed you, but no. No, I think we've all done pretty well.
I do too.
I don't know. We haven't done a whole lot.
People were saying like the cotton swab, a mask, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, those kinds of things.
Which is just sad. We should find something fun.
Someone said my marathon shoes.
Said
that's depressing.
Yeah, but that's true.
Yeah, but the big question I have to ask you is, can we bury it in the backyard?
No.
Why?
Because it's all ledge. Well, if I get the yard done, maybe. But no.
Come on.
No, there's like.
Please.
It's not a good place to dig.
Please. What? I'll put it in a corner where you'll never see it.
How big?
It's tiny.
All right.
Are you sure? Because they're gonna come back in 50 years and dig it up.
All right, that's up to you. I'll be long gone.
But so you're going to sell me the house so that I can...
Whatever. We'll see. We'll let the new owners know that it's...
The new owner's me!
Okay, whatever.
So, yes, you're on board.
You can bury the time capsule in the back of... Yeah, in some place.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. See you later.
It was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Yep.
At first, when she just immediately said no, I was like, all right, I really got to crack into her.
Your whole strategy was just saying please over and over again in a high-pitched voice.
Please.
And did you walk away from that realizing she's not selling you the house?
Well, she is. That's another thing, Carson. You just got to chip away. The more I put it into the universe, the more I say it around her, it's just going to seep into her brain eventually.
This is Annie in 50 years. Tommy, please let me in. We got to get the time capsule.
Caitlin, are you in there? Why'd you lock me out?
I knew I should have sold me the house.
All right. So we have a yes, sort of, from your mom to bury the time capsule at your house. So that's good. Now we have a place. We have all the stuff. We have a place. Now we just need a couple of volunteers who are going to agree to go to your backyard in 2070. We will do that tomorrow on the show at about 8:15.
So we need a whole bunch of 10-year-olds. That'd be great.
Yes.
Tomorrow. If you have a 10-year-old, line them up.
We can make a TikTok.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.